This is part 4 in Parallels in Jeremiah. Again, if you're just joining, I would highly recommend that you read the first 3 parts of this as well. It will be much easier to take it in context. Again, this material is protected, but any amount of copies may be made freely in any form, including electronic form and printed form. It doesn't matter. In fact, I encourage you to make copies and give it to your friends and family. This is a very important topic. Our nation's in trouble, and this will help us to see why. So if you haven't, of course, read the first 3 parts of this, and if you have, read the first 3 parts. Thank you for caring enough about this country to view this video. This is part 4 of the series on Jeremiah and parallels between Israel and the U.S. in attitude. It is scary, as we will get worse judgment than them, as we are under the grace of God in a new covenant that's superior to the one they had. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, reports, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my holding, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. Jeremiah 20:11. But the Lord, all caps, is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Jeremiah 20:12. But O Lord of hosts, all caps, that triest the righteous and seest the reins in the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause. Where are the watchmen that are so full of God that they are weary with holding him? We see the destruction, and in love warn them not to go that way. Just like in the time of Israel, we are to be despised and made the familiars. People we know are watching for us to stumble as they despise the word of correction, as the Lord said they would in this generation. Just like Jeremiah the weeping prophet, we, and even greater so, the Lord is with us. And if you are converted, in you as well, and working great things. Have we committed our cause to the king or to other things? The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, when King Hezekiah sent unto him Pashur the son of Malachi and Zephaniah the son of Messiah, the priest, saying, Jeremiah 21:1, Jeremiah 21:2, inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, make of war against us. So if it so be that the Lord will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, that he may go up from us. Then said Jeremiah unto them, thus shall ye say to Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord, all caps, God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith you fight against the king of Babylon, and against the Judeans which besiege you without the walls, and I will assemble them in the midst of this city. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath. And I will smite the inhabitants of the city, both man and beast, and they shall die of a great pestilence. This is a horrible thing. The country of the chosen of the Lord is rejected and given into the hand of their enemies. Then the Lord said that he would not only allow their enemies a triumph, but he himself would fight against them. Who are we to think we are better than Israel? God will certainly fight against the U.S. himself if we do not take warning and repent. We do not want to experience the wrath of God. I know the argument that God does not show wrath today, but it does not hold. Romans 1, verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into image made like to corruptible man, and to beast, and four-footed bird, rather, and to four-footed beast, and creeping things. The wrath of God is still revealed from heaven for people who know about his ways and refuse to walk therein. And those that hold back the truth like America does. God also says America is without excuse. We in this country have no excuse. And witness number two is every word is to be established with two or more witnesses. Jude 1:14. And Enoch also the seventh man prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. This judgment will start in the church house and spread to the heathen. God is hearing the trash that is being spoken against his name and is going to settle that score in vengeance. The best thing you can do, enemy of the King of Glory, Jesus, is to repent and can be converted and become a friend of God. The way in is in his word, born again of water and spirit. And if you are born again and acting this way, understand the judgment of God falls on you first. Hurry up and repent. Unless you do, you will suffer the greatest loss. He is coming, but first the man of sin must be revealed, and he will deceive many as they do not understand the Lord of the Bible. In fact, Jesus said for us to pray not to be deceived. Jeremiah 21:8. And unto this people thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, all caps, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. The way of life for America is to repent and accept our discipline from the hand of the Lord, just like Israel. But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doing, saith the Lord, and I will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all the things round about it. Sorry about the pause. This is very difficult for me. I truly love America, but it's not going to go well with us if we don't repent. God is not wicked like our nation, and will only punish in just measure. He is plentiful in mercy, not wanting to destroy our nation, but wants us to repent. Thus saith the Lord, Jeremiah 21:1, Go down to the house of the king of Judah, and speak there this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all caps, king of Judah, that sitteth upon the throne of David, thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, all caps, Execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger and the fatherless, nor the orphan, neither shed innocent blood in this place. Go to the house of the king. God went to the leadership of the nation of Israel, and there warned them of their responsibility, why he allows human government in the first place. They were to keep the oppressor from oppressing, not aid them as our system does. They were to do no violence to the defenseless like the widow and the stranger. And last but not least, they were not to shed innocent blood. Look at how much innocent blood is shed by our country. We have blood on our hands, and we need to stop killing the innocent. America, if we refuse to hear this, I fear this will come true. Jeremiah 22:5. But if ye will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Lord, all caps, that this house shall become a desolation. We lose our country as even our enemies have not done some of the things we have done. Jeremiah 22:13. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work. And saith, I will build me a white house and large chambers, and cutteth out windows, and it is sealed with tile, and painted with vermilion. Shall thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and it was well with him? Jeremiah 22:16. He judgeth the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, saith the Lord, all caps? But thine eyes and thine heart are not for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. 22:18. Therefore thus saith the Lord, all caps, concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Hosea, king of Israel. Josiah, rather, king of Israel. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. This is for the leaders of Israel, specifically the king. We do not have a king in the U.S., though we have some of the powerful who believe they are elite and not like us, and that laws do not apply to them. Rich, powerful men and women. They are the ones who want our society to be evil and not at least more upright than themselves. Listen, pay attention. God said to know him is to do judgment and justice, to judge the cause of the poor and the needy. Our country's leaders should not do this, as the government programs do help the poor, but little. We have welfare, but have become a welfare state, and that is the way the wicked want it. It is increasingly hard to find any type of judgment against the oppressor, whether a man or a corporation, or God forbid, the government itself. We claim we know God as a nation, but he says we do not know him. America has a church on every corner, and an appearance of being a just country, but we are not just. We do not serve the Lord except for a few, I hope. He considers me in that number. Our churches are a main part of the problem. We do not preach or teach righteousness and against sin for the most part. So wicked leadership is appointed over us. God even made sure that this leader had a disgraced burial. I ask you, do we have leaders of this caliber? Yes, we do. And they will be judged as well by God for passing laws of iniquity, whoever they may be. There's more to this. There's going to be more sections. This is very difficult for me to do, so please bear with me. God bless you for listening, and may he bless you in keeping you in his kingdom.